All right, this is a No Self Control podcast. My name is Ronnie Dixon. This is Benjamin Riles. This is Kango DeBosu. And today we're going to start off pretty hot with the Breonna Taylor verdict. Basically, that one out of three of the officers was, I wouldn't say convicted.
And they weren't really charged.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they were charged with a crime. But they're not going to get much time. That's the bottom line. But I kind of thought that was going to happen after they took the money on the case. Like, when I saw that they were getting paid off, I was like, okay, so no one. I was surprised they.
Was it $15,000 bond? If I'm not mistaken?
Yeah, but not only that, I was looking deeper into this case, right, about the boyfriend of the case. Mm-hmm. I think they did convict him. Which is, I think that's crazy because there is a Stand My Ground, you know, law in, it's Kentucky, right?
Yeah, Louisville, Kentucky.
Yeah, Louisville, Kentucky. So, in that, that's kind of crazy, especially if you don't know the cops are breaking in. You know, like, so you have the right to bear arms. That's a constitutional right. If you don't know it's the cops, and they're just breaking in, no knock. You know, like, so they don't need to announce that they're the cops, right? So, that seems like a human rights issue to me. Like, one of the deepest ones, especially since Breonna Taylor, I believe, was sleeping.
Yeah, she was.
At this time. And the boyfriend, they're going to give him, he's probably going to get more time than a police officer did that shot and killed Breonna Taylor. So, like, when we think about that, this is a very deep case. And, like, during the time of COVID, it's even more wild. Because we can finally, for one point, kind of, like, pay attention. You know, like, to what's going on. If only for a moment. So, like, when we have all of these, all this evidence, you know, like, there are people, of course, the police are going to corroborate and they're going to, you know, they have a union. They look after each other. So they're going to lie for him no matter what. Sure. But the citizens that were also in the area say the police didn't announce themselves. They didn't tell them that they were even coming in. So if someone's breaking into my house, they literally break the door off and they're coming in and I have a gun. You think I'm not going to use it?
Well, of course they're going to.
You don't know it's the cops. You don't know the cops are being criminals.
And this was at night.
Yeah. And what made it even worse, it was the wrong house.
Yeah.
So you broke into the wrong house, and the actual criminal was actually arrested later that night. So you're not the hero in this. You know, like, you guys are idiots. You guys broke in the wrong house, and these people had, guess what? He had the right to bear arms. He actually had a firearm that was actually registered. You guys messed up. Not him. Not the boyfriend.
True, but it's like when you have people who control everything. I mean, it's gonna happen. It sucks, but it's gonna. Excuse my language. It's gonna fucking happen. So.
Yeah, but I think that, especially, what do you think, Ben? Like, if you, like, somebody, I mean, the cops are people, right? They're flawed individuals, right? So, that's even more of a reason why they should be even more held accountable and responsible for their actions. I mean, I'm not saying, I think defund the police is the wrong slogan for them to to go out there. I think it immediately is going to make anybody defensive who actually supports the police.
I mean, I kind of understand what they mean by defund.
I understand what they mean, too.
Like the money that goes to fund the police department should be... It could be used to put actually inside these communities. I mean, I get why.
Well,
I do agree that just taking money out of the police department is not going to solve things. In fact, it might make things worse.
Exactly, because you have the underpaid. The first people they're going to go for are the policemen, the beat cops, and the people that write your tickets. And those are the people that you come in account with the most.
Yeah.
They always go for the bottom dog first. You know, it's the same thing they do with the citizens, with the taxes. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're going to go for the poor people first, the working class. That's why, like, I think that we need a more positive energy in the police force. You know, like, we need to pay them better. We need to actually give them some therapy. We need to, like, enforce it like we do the military. You can't get away. Like, I saw something really ridiculous on the internet early day. They were saying, oh, well, the military, when you do friendly fire, you know, they don't. I'm like, whoa, okay. So I was in the military. I know I'm not, like, an expert. But if you do friendly fire in the military, you're going to have to go to court. And it's not going to be that easy route that cop got. You might go through a long trial, you know, like, especially if you shot one of your fellow soldiers. They're gonna hold you to fire. They don't care. There's a lot of you. Like, the police do not get handled like that. They have an immunity to this shit. Their unions, man, the soldiers don't have unions. What are you even talking about? See, that's the problem. Like, I've talked about this before. When you look at the police, they're not trained as well as our military.
That is true.
They're not even close. Like, even how they hold their guns. I've talked to policemen about this. I've talked to soldiers about this. Especially while I was going to CCGA. Like, we've had forums and stuff like that where we actually in the community come together and we actually talk to policemen. But I had talked to soldiers before that. Like, I was in ROTC. I've talked to so many. Like, I actually marched in veteran parades. Multiple. So, like, when you get down to it, I understand it. You know, I used to be conservative. I used to be of that ilk. So, when we look at police officers, they need to be paid better. They need better training. Other cops need to know that they can trust their fellow officer. I've heard officers say, like, I'm not sure when I go to work that I can trust the man that's standing next to me.
Well, yeah, because they're crooked cops.
Well, not only crooked cops, they're ill-prepared.
That too.
They're not trained. So, like, you get a newbie, right? We've seen it in the cop shows. They're like, look, you don't know the streets like I do.
I've been doing this for 20
years. I've been doing this for 20 years. I've been doing this for a long time. You're still wet behind the ears. Like, but that's how it actually is. I've talked to police and they were like, yo, we need... And especially, I talked to a policeman who used to be military. He was like, these people don't know what they're doing. They don't, like, when we go into a extreme combat situation, I actually saw a court case where, I went, you know, I go through a lot of news. These two cops shot each other. They were trying to shoot a man, and they shot each other. Mm. Yeah, we were trying to shoot him. Like, that's how badly trained our officers are. They don't know how to handle situations. Like, I've seen so many, like, a couple of days ago, I saw officers, like, crying because of a McDonald's order coming short. Like, she didn't get her sandwich or something. And she just starts crying. I'm like, This is the person who's stopping you to give you a ticket. Emotionally unstable. You know, like that. If you saw an army soldier doing that, you'd be like, "We're fucked." You're like, "We can't win any war. There's no war we can win. There's nothing we can do." Imagine that. Like a hardened veteran just like crying. You just like, how did we ever win anything?
Yeah.
That's the police officer. They can't handle the stress of their position. That's what comes with it.
I mean, they signed up for it.
Imagine a fireman that can't run into a burning house. Like, you know, I'm scared of fire, but I'm going to try this out.
But part of that also, I mean, just... Like, we treat, like I remember a kid that used to babysit, well, he's not a kid, neither one of me, but a guy who used to babysit me pulled me over one time. He was a cop. He let me off, but I was just thinking, like, it's that easy to become a cop. It's that easy.
It is. You just got to sign up. Super Troopers is a perfect movie to explain all this shit. Like,
are you really referencing Super Troopers?
Yeah, I love. That's what we're gonna do a lot with this podcast, though, because it makes things more relatable. Cause like when you can envision this shit, like look how dumb the Super Troopers are. That's how some cops actually are. If they're worse than the military, if they're less trained, the military has some really dumbass individuals. I was there. Like, bro. I've heard from other soldiers, they're like, yeah, stupid as shit. Like being in my platoon makes me feel like a genius. Like, being there. Like, because at CCJ, a lot of military vets actually went to go. Instead, they're like, yeah, they're stupid as shit. Like, the Marines, dumb as fuck. Like, and they can say it because they're actually Marines. So, it's like, oh, shit. Okay. Like, I'm not going to quote any names because, you know, like, there's some of them are still in the military. But, bro, like, that if the policemen are the people that couldn't make it to the military, yeah, I would have gone. But, you know, they wouldn't accept me. They didn't accept you to the army? But so you became a policeman instead? Wow. That means that the standard is even lower. That's how bad this is. Like, you shouldn't have to have a college degree. Pay them more money, give them 50 grand a year, and make them be like college, and then put them through more training.
Yeah, well, that's what I think. I think being a cop should take like a college degree.
I wanted to be a cop. I wanted to be, what is it? U.S. Marshal.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I was like, bro, I don't think as a black man, I feel like a traitor. Or I feel like, well, yeah. But not only that, it's like, if they weren't the way they were, I wouldn't feel that way. You know, like, if I wasn't. Because I've heard so many stories about, like, people just getting their shit fucked up by the police. Like, they have them, you know, handcuffed, everything. They put them in a cell and they just beat the shit out of them. Real police, they with the Dukes, bro. Like, they got them handcuffed, chained by the fucking legs, and they just brutalize them. They nearly beat, and sometimes they do beat to, like, look at Sandra Bland. So you're already in police custody, and they kill you. Epstein. But it's like, if you really think about it, like, it's like a police state. We live in a police state, and I'm not sure if people really understand that logic. Like, of what that actually means to the gravity of that shit. Like, because, like, if the police can do no-knock warrants and just walk into your house and sees whatever's in there. Like, I've heard lawyers talk about this shit. There's like, don't talk to the police. You're in a free society. Do not, a Harvard professor telling you not to talk to the police. That's not how it should be. You should be able to talk to police. And they should be have to say verbatim exactly what you said, how you said it. They can't just, but they're protected. You're not. They're just looking for a conviction. They don't care if it's you, that guy, or the third guy. They're, like, they said you can throw a rock and convict someone. You can convict anyone. The only people you can't convict are those who have power. That's the only people you can't convict. The people with money, capital. When you can't fuck with those people. You know why? Because they're going to get a lawyer on your ass. They know they're going to meet the person in ahead of you. They're going to, the command, ahead of your command, the chief, the whatever. They can give them more money. They're like, I don't like how he treated me. It's like back in the, mafia days almost. Except now, there's a lot more politicizing of it.
Mm.
But either way, both of them get away. Democrats and Republicans alike, they both get away. You know why? Because they have capital. They have political capital. They have power. Even though they don't have as much money as everybody else has, that's why they can get away with shit.
Yeah, they have sort of leverage.
Yeah, leverage.
Upper hand to work.
Yeah,
they have an upper hand.
More than most.
And cops getting away with it is the microcosm of that. So, like, you have the cops, they can get away with it. They're the smallest dude on the board. They're the pawn. They're pawns of the state. They're not even, but you know what I'm saying? Even a pawn can take a rook. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But all right, let's get to something a little bit. Let's change the tone. All right, so what do you guys want to talk about?
I don't know. What do you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know, you don't know.
Something funny? I don't know.
So, what do you guys think your art means to you? Like, what is your... I want to hear what your why is. Like, why do you guys keep on making the art that you guys make?
Let me to answer first?
Yeah, go ahead.
You go.
Oh, I'll answer. Okay, I guess I'll
hold
answer.
Hold the phone. That. Don't tell me what to do. My why when it comes to creating art. So I've been doing art for about, what, 20 years? And why do I create?
You ever ask yourself that question?
Yeah, actually, yeah, I do. Mm-hmm. And I always would come up with somewhat of the same answer, just word it differently. Honestly, I create to inspire others. It's kind of weird, somewhat to, brain fart. Okay, yeah, no. I'll pass. Well, no, not pass, but I'll come back.
Yeah.
So I'm
thinking of something.
I don't know. I think I create art. I really don't know. I think partly it's because it's the only thing I'm really good at.
That is a horrible answer.
But also, I think it's because I need to. Like, I don't think I could really be fulfilling. Like, I wouldn't be living a fulfilled life as an attorney or as...
Fuck no.
Like, I wouldn't be living my fullest if I wasn't an artist. And it doesn't even have to... Not even just... Writing is mainly what I love to do, but, I mean, any kind of art. Like, I've learned about myself. I'm an entertainer. It's what I was born to do. Mm. I was born to make people laugh and cry and think and, like, get on stage. Like, that's what I was born to do. And I think it comes from... I think all desire for fame and recognition comes from a fucked up childhood. Like, we all had some kind of fucked up childhood.
True.
And it made us it made us take agency in our lives where it was like, okay, if I don't draw attention to myself, I'm not going to get any.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's kind of where the artist comes from. Mm. You know?
Yeah.
Now, I think... I think that... But what... Another problem, though, I think, is that, like... What can happen, though, is that, like... Like, if you watch, like... I mean, I only have the reference of filmmaking, because I'm a film major. Mm-hmm. But so many movies... Have you noticed that so many movies are about movies?
Yeah.
I think that's because so many artists, like, that's all they know is their art. They don't know much about... Like, you, how often do you see a movie about people that live out in the Midwest?
A lot.
What? Where? Huh? How many, like, how often do you see a movie about people that live in the middle of nowhere in China? How many movies do you see about something like that?
Well, they have a whole industry.
You're really not making my point.
I mean, they literally have a whole fucking market.
Okay, hold on.
I mean, China's starting to take over our fucking market. All right.
Think about this.
They literally... The Godzilla movie has an edit for China's market.
Hold on. Okay, let me go with this. The movies that were nominated for Best Picture this year, right?
Bro, that's American media.
Hold on.
See, I'm sorry.
Once Upon a Time in Hollywood and Marriage Story, right? Two films about the film industry. Yeah. Two films.
But the only reason why those are considered more important because it's American and it has more money pumped into it.
Right, but like that's what's coming out of mainstream.
The people themselves are saying this doesn't matter though. Like every year they're losing people that actually believe in the Grammys and shit like that. Fuck the Grammys, the Oscars.
It's like the postmodern thing. Our media is getting self-referential. Like, there's nothing... Like,
but I agree, though. Let me give you some bail. Alright, so... You remember I told you there's like a Bronze Age, a Silver Age. Like, that's what I learned through college, right? That's within any medium. So... When it comes to movies, it's the same thing. It's going to come right back around. You know, but as of this moment, people, you know, it's cool to be anti-media.
I mean, it's... But like,
so you get what I'm saying? Like, I mean, anti-media is like the cool thing to do. Like, oh, we don't like... It's like, but you're still watching TV. Like, shut the fuck up.
Well, like, yeah, but I mean, like...
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of, like, Game of Thrones just ended and stuff like that. It's like, yeah. It feels like we're on the downtrodden of all of it. You know, like, we had a little sparkles of great media with The Walking Dead even. That gassed out. You know, like, it feels like a lot of the greatest, even BoJack Horseman.
I mean, ended. I'm mainly talking about movies.
Well,
the film industry.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, silver, gold screen.
Now, there's tons of great... My point is that, like, art is about life. It's about...
But with the movies, bro, movies are even kind of, like, losing their luster. It's not...
No, they are. But my point is that stories are supposed to be about... They're supposed to show us lives and perspectives we're not used to.
True.
And the fact that Hollywood just keeps peddling out the same shit defeats the entire purpose of art in the first place.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, it's true. Because it's like, about innovation. True. It's not invention.
So, and there's no... And I hate, like, this postmodern... Like, Deadpool's great, don't get me wrong. But, like, the fact that, like...
It's just parody, though.
Parody, references, everything's just self-referential.
Over-parodization. Yeah.
like people.
Can I coin that?
Yes.
Over parodization. Like when you over parody something. Like when you beat the dead horse over and over again. Like Fast and the Furious 10, motherfucker. Fast and Furious 20. Like, how many? How fast are we going? How furious?
Fast and Furious 25, the search for a nursing home.
How furious? We really fast.
We're gonna go fast. In
60 miles an hour.
And furious?
Yeah. How many tickets are we gonna get, Bob? Tell him what he wants. He's won a suspended license. Oh my god. Possible jail time. Citation, several.
Probably right.
Whoa.
Oh, whoa.
Exactly, yes.
But anyway.
Control.
Oh, my God.
Well, I'm only saying that because of the podcast. No self-control. But, of course, we have to have control.
I really hope someone doesn't hear this in 20 years and you get canceled.
They're like, Jesus, bro. Nah. It's like, whatever.
Kango's like the head of some, like, big museum, and they're like, Kango, what's this? Yeah, rape. What?
I'm like, see, I was joking. I was fucking joking.
That's it's a it. Joke, bro. It's a joke.
It's a prank, bro.
It's a joke, bro. It's just a prank, bro. It's a prank. You killed him. You killed this man. It was a prank, bro. Fucking prank. You killed him. Your blood is on his hands.
Literally, your blood is on his hands.
Jesus. Oh, God. But I didn't say why I do my art.
And I have to go back.
Yeah, okay. So, why I do my art is... Alright, I gotta hold the phone now.
Yeah, motherfucker.
Alright, so, why I do my art is there are so many beautiful things that I see that I want to like reflect back into the like the universe, like even the small insignificant things that we take for granted. Like that's one of the big like I always wondered why I was so easily kind of like sometimes I think I'm stupid as shit. Because, like, I take solace in the small things so easily. Like, I'm so fucking stupid. Like, why am I so happy for no reason? And then I'm like, oh, yeah, I have bipolar disorder. Like, battling depression. All right, whatever. But I gain solace even in that. Like, even in the madness that of life. In fact, that's, like, the greatest thing ever. Like being able to get over like even your problems and like getting better and like challenges are not as big to you when you I guess you just see it as I'll get over it. Like I'll be able to, like even if I fail, I'm going to be okay. Like I can actually, if I stop like thinking about the negative side of everything that I'm fucking doing, I can get over my problems. Like if someone says they don't want me, if all of this falls apart, if everything falls apart, I will still be okay. Like if I just keep on. Like, if I stop over-analyzing, overthinking, and I put all of my pain and my energy and my love into my work, into what I believe in, it doesn't matter if it manifests at all. It just matters that I believed in it. You know, that I kept on going, I kept on trying, you know? Like, and not only just that, it's just that I think it's just become kind of like a part of who I am. You know, like, it's kind of like, I feel like I will be writing till I die. Like, I think that it's just become, it's almost a part of my personality now. It's like who I am. Like, even if I write horrible, like, even if it's bad, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. It's, you know, it's me. It's blood on paper.
Yeah, Ernest Hemingway.
Yeah.
But, Mr. Kangol.
You mispronounced my name, you asshole. The L is silent. You son of a bitch.
I think you have no choice but to learn how to pronounce ridiculous.
Hey, sir, my name's not ridiculous.
Yes, it is.
How dare you? Both of you have, like, basic names.
No, I don't.
Rodney?
Thomas Earl Dixon. Wait.
Yeah,
oh, I'm
going to
get a stroke if I do it again.
So I'm going to get a stroke. Wow, okay. but yeah, no, going back to what you were saying, it's a feeling. You know, you feel it in your soul.
Yeah.
It's like I think the reason why you feel that way is because you have we've talked about the not whatever. Okay. Finding your purpose. You know your purpose. So that's the reason why you feel that's the reason why you feel that way. I mean, you're sticking to it. You know that you're gonna do this forever.
Yeah.
In some way, there are some times where I don't feel like I'm gonna do art forever, but I've been doing it for so damn long that I'm not gonna stop.
Yeah.
What's the point? Like, I'm even if I fail.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it's not.
Who cares about failing?
But don't you ever feel like though that like if like you have some faith in yourself, like you will be successful.
Oh yeah, no, I know this.
Even if it takes 10, like 15 years.
No, I know this.
Yeah.
I can feel it.
Somebody doesn't care. I can be like Van Gogh.
You feel it in your damn soul.
Like, even like, if right I here. Die, I feel like that seed I planted sooner or later will grow.
Because, like, when you're this, like, I think I'm a fucking genius. Like, when it comes to my shit, like, I hate feeling that way because it always, like, you know, it's like a superior, like, everybody thinks that means that you think you're superior to them or that you think you're so much better than them because of that purpose that you won't let go of.
Yeah.
And it's like, nah. That don't mean that. Just because I think I'm intelligent, I have this, you know, this belief in myself, that don't mean that I'm saying I'm better than you. You don't even fucking matter. I'm just, like, it really doesn't. But I mean, okay, I mean, for real though, it's really true. It's like, really, I got my own world right here. It's like, and if you don't believe, you walk around, you are your own little world. Walking around, that's why people cannot give a shit about so many things you care about, because they have their own world. They're walking around with their own truth, their own belief. And that truth may be a lie when it comes to the reality, because reality don't care about what you believe.
Right.
That's why when we were talking about truth in facts, the facts are the facts, bro. Like, regardless, the truth is the truth, whether you believe it or not, whether I believe it or not. It's just the facts are the facts. You can have it, like, everybody else thinks I'm a dumbass. I don't think that. No, people don't actually think. But, people mostly respect me. But that has cost me dearly. That respect has cost me so many relationships. Like, that respect has cost me, like, power that I could have had. Things I could have done. because of my integrity. Like, I really could have been way better off.
Yeah.
You could have taken over the world, but you didn't.
No, you read a damn book.
Gotta be normal.
Like, really, I could have, like, when the sales job dropped in my lap, I was like, bro, I was really, like, I was really getting on that shit. Like, I was really, really could have been a great salesman.
Yeah.
But, like, I was just like, man, my honesty, like, my integrity, I feel like I'm losing the most important, like, my, like, even something that goes into my writing. Without that, I don't think I'm even a writer without it. You know, like, I'm not me without it. You know, like, and I feel like that's why the sales job just would never, like, no matter what sales jobs I tried to do, it was just not gonna fucking work.
I only did sales once, and I did not like it at all. It was complete trash.
If I'm gonna be real.
Yeah. You gotta sell your soul a little bit. If you're gonna sell some shit.
Yeah, and like, lie. You're gonna have to lie and everything.
You're gonna sell your soul a little bit.
Yeah.
That's good.
I did a little
That's
bit.
The sad truth about
yeah, and to know
being
that
successful
of,
in
part,
some way.
You're part of what makes this country so evil.
Yeah.
I was selling even if you're a tiny little part of it, you're still a part of it.
You realize I was selling for Comcast. They're a giant corporation. Giant. They're a behemoth. Multi-billion-dollar corporation.
Yeah.
And then I was selling for Sprint and everybody. That became even harder. Because they're all scumbags.
Every single last one of them.
Jesus.
I sold for AT&T.
Me, John, just by saying this, could put my future life in jeopardy. But I don't give a shit right now. Because I don't plan on trying to be a salesman again. That's
Some
just not
Black Sid men walk up. Did you say this about Coke?
I don't know what you're talking about, sir. I don't know. That was not me.
It's like, she plays the video.
It wasn't me.
Plays the video. That's not me. My name's Roy Dixon. Different Roy Dixon.
Completely different guy.
This is the Roy Dixon that you're standing in front of. Wait, what?
Nope. Not. It wasn't me. Why I saw you in it? Nope. Wasn't me.
So the fuck, if it was me, what the fuck you gonna do about it?
Oh, yeah. What you gonna do about it?
Not a goddamn thing. See?
That's why I wanna be media so bad. Because, like, if you can be independent media, that's, like, the best thing ever. Like,
oh, yeah.
What Joe Rogan did, whoo! I really want
to
do that.
But then he sold his soul to Spotify.
he sold
his goddamn soul.
He sold his fucking ass. And Joe Budden was like, fuck that shit. Fuck that shit, I'm out.
Mm-mm.
He's like, I'll just do this by myself. Last time I looked, Joe Budden says Joe Budden Network.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, okay, well, damn. But, like, that's kind of why I didn't go to the other publishers, and I just went with Amazon.
Yeah. Well, I mean, now Joe Rogan is just, like, I mean, Joe Rogan now is responsible to Spotify. And, like, I think the biggest thing is, like, I understand Alex Jones is a terrible person, and he shouldn't be listened to, and I even understand why they kicked him off YouTube. I understand,
but that's not gonna stop. I mean,
no, it's not. No, but what I mean, like, they shouldn't have taken that Joe Rogan episode off Spotify.
They took it off Spotify.
You cannot watch the Alex Jones one.
I was on this before, and I don't care if I sound like. All right, so I don't think he should have been taken off YouTube.
No, I don't think so either.
Like, I think free speech is free fucking speech, and at this point, Spotify, YouTube, all that should be a part of free speech. And if he's not directly attacking, well, the only thing, if they took off the episodes that actually got people to attack their families, I think that's,
yeah.
I'm not, yeah, when I saw what he like, the impact he had towards their families and people started attacking. But that might have happened anyway. Fox News has been doing this for a long time. If Fox News can put all, peddle all their bullshit, why can't Alex, why can't he do it? Well, why can't...
I understand why they took Alex Jones off.
But you get what I'm saying? Like, if Fox News can do the same thing, Fox News does the same thing.
I know, but Fox News is not responsible to...
Well, they should be. Well, it's you get my. Different. You get. They should be. That's my problem with it. Is that you're gonna tax Alex Jones, but at the same time, Fox News does way worse than
Hold on. I don't mean to defend Fox News because I don't like Fox News. I'm a Democrat. Fuck Fox News. But Fox News was not telling people that Sandy Hook was a hoax.
They kind of were. I bet we could look this up right now.
I really don't think that.
Especially Bill O'Reilly in his fucking prime. Bill O'Reilly was saying tons of shit like that. What are you talking about?
I don't think they ever said Sandy Hook was a hoax.
But here's what they don't do. They don't direct. This is what is the difference between Fox News. This is like the difference between CNN and TYT. CNN is trash. Fox News is trash. But the people that are independent, they get bulldozed. The problem with Alex Jones is that he was independent. It has nothing to do with the fact that he was saying what he was saying. He wasn't dependent on those other networks. It don't got shit to do with that. Fox News calls out, like Fox News attacked Pizzagate too. They called fucking Obama a Muslim.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, I'll give you that one.
Like, bro, like, Fox News been doing this shit. So, like, for them to attack Alex Jones is kind of crazy. Not only that, but it's like, alright, so the independent media, they're going to get bulldozed because they're new guys. It's just all capitalism, bro. He's one small voice. I mean, he's not small voice. He had a large... I'm not going to demean, you know, his subscribers.
Does InfoWars even still... Is that even
still
a thing?
Yeah, he has his own... Yeah, it's still a thing.
I guess you have to go to the website now.
Yeah, you got
to
go... He still has his supporters.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're not going anywhere.
But yeah, he's still relevant.
But free speech, that
I think he's still on...
That's a good question.
I don't think he's on Twitter either. I think they've banned him.
No, I think they banned him on Twitter. But I think... I don't know.
He was really dangerous, though. I'm not going to demean how dangerous Alex Jones was.
No, he's incredibly dangerous.
He was really dangerous.
But what I can understand why they would want to kick someone like Alex Jones off the platform. What I don't get is kicking Steven Crowder off the platform. That I don't understand.
He kind of does the same thing, but less crazy.
I mean, Steven Crowder is a bigot. I'll give you that one. But I don't think being a bigot is a reason to kick you off a platform.
I don't really like deplatforming anyone.
No, I don't either.
Like,
but
even if they're racist, I don't think that you should deplatform them. And that no. The only reason why I say that is because I want people to see it. I want them to see the reality of what it is.
Yeah.
Like, the more you try to hide it, that's still there. Like, just by you deplatforming, they don't disappear.
Right.
What you're doing is you're making it less visible. It's like painting over a damaged house. Yeah. Like, oh, I'm not going to fix it because that's expensive. I'm just going to paint over it.
No, I completely agree. And I don't think, like I said, even Steven Crowder is a bigot. Don't get me wrong. Like, but I don't think it's a reason to deplatform. I don't even think it's a... Well...
Wow. It might be if they're inciting violence.
That's the thing.
Like, if you... Like, imagine... Okay, that's the same problem you have with a mafia, man. Like, a boss of a... All right, imagine... All right, this is why a lot of our laws are set up the way that it's so easy to put someone in prison, right? All right, imagine it's like, okay, I told him, like, a mafia boss is telling someone to commit a crime. How do you put the burden on the mafia boss? You get what I'm saying? He didn't kill him. The dude did him. All he did was tell him to kill him.
Yeah.
You know, like, he didn't say it, though. He implied it, right? That's the problem. That's exactly what these people... If I tell people to come to your house to murder you, and then I'm like, I'm just joking, and then someone comes to your house and murders you.
Yeah.
Do you think that just the person who murdered them should be implicated? Or convicted?
I mean, that's a really blurry line.
No, it isn't. Not if I told... If I'm like, yo, go over there and murder him. And he does it, right? So, I'm not only an accomplice, I incited violence. I told him to do it. So, both of us should go to prison.
Right.
Because otherwise, you can't get anybody who's on the top of these... Like, how are you gonna get someone who just put out the hit, who told you to go murder them? That's the real problem. The person who did it, the real problem is the person who has all the power of the organization, criminal organization.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have such laws set up. So you can implicate multiple people in murder.
Right.
That's why the law is set up like that. So if I tell you to commit murder, I should go to jail too, right?
I mean, if you're telling someone to, hey, kill someone.
if you're telling another individual to kill someone and they get convicted but you don't, this is my opinion. I think you should, because I mean you're telling someone to, and they fucking do it.
Same. Let me make up your mind. There's a case where this girlfriend. I don't even have to be near the mic. My voice just travels.
Yeah, your voice carries.
But
really loud.
Roy.
There's a case where a girlfriend told her boyfriend to kill himself.
And he actually did that shit.
And he did it. And guess who got convicted? Her.
Really?
Yeah, no, that actually happened.
You don't think that if you tell someone to kill themselves and they do it, you don't think that...
Well, hold on a second. Huh? Who... Hold on a second. Here's what I don't get. Who told the police that she told him to kill himself?
It was in the records. They had her phone records. They had the log. Okay, well, you don't understand about this.
I was like, wait, the only person who heard her say that was dead. What?
No, it was in the text message. When a murder happens, when a crime happens, they take your phone...
And search through it, right?
Yeah, they search through the whole phone. They collect all the evidence.
But I don't know if I think that, like do I think that do y'all think that girl deserved to be put in jail?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Hey, kill yourself.
And then they do.
They actually do that shit? Yeah. No.
What if you know brainwashing is real, right? Are you understanding that?
Yeah.
What you do to other people has consequences, and when you. If I were to, let's say I were to, like, I would think if I was like joking, right, with somebody and they killed themselves, you wouldn't feel guilty?
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you told someone to go, like, I'm just talking about me. I should be buried in the jail. I'm going to just say this. If I ever told someone, yo, kill yourself, like, I could be joking or whatever, I would feel really guilty. I don't think I would be able to even defend myself.
No, and someone should feel guilty, but I personally don't think... This is my opinion.
Hold the phone, bro.
Hold on. This is my opinion.
This is your opinion. I don't agree with him at all.
I don't think... Inciting violence... I guess it's a blurry line.
All right. You're a... So Hitler shouldn't be...
like considered as evil? Because he didn't kill people. He was himself.
Hold on a second. Hey, hold up. You brought up Hitler. Hold on a second.
No, I'm just saying. No, listen.
Now I can get canceled because you brought up Hitler. You brought up Hitler. I didn't say shit about Hitler. Hitler was a perpetrator of violence, not an inciter of violence.
He did both. What are you talking about? He did every part of...
He's an orchestrator and perpetrator of violence. That is different than inciting violence.
Okay, you have the Charles... Was it Charles Manson? You have several cases of cults.
Right.
Where they tell people to kill themselves.
Right.
They got... How are you gonna...
I'm just a cult leader.
Wait. Listen. I'm just a cult leader. I just told them to kill... I didn't force them to kill do it. They just did that shit. You can't do shit to the cult leader.
No, the Jamestown...
Upon your logic, No, I'm just talking about in a court of law. If you say that people telling other people to kill themselves does not... It completely leaves you on...
All right.
Legally, you're not incurred by you have no fucking responsibility to somebody.
Wait, hold on. Here's what I want to do. We got 10 minutes left before this thing goes up. I do not want to go out right now. So here's what I'm going to do.
We're going to make a second part. We're going to make a second part.
But here's what I'm going to do.
We're going to make a second part.
I'm going to talk through my thoughts. Just talk through my thoughts.
Yeah, I'm going to let you finish it off.
I'm going to talk through my thoughts real quick. Okay. Let's start with the Alex Jones thing. Yes, Alex Jones is an inciter of violence. He incites violence. However, do I think he should be convicted as a criminal for inciting violence?
He wasn't convicted. He's abusive to his wife. His wife said that he was abusive to his kids, which is why he can't see them.
Right. He's a piece of shit. Yeah, he deserves to be in jail for that.
This dude is fighting in court. He's not fighting in court because of inciting violence. That has all been settled. He is fighting in court because of abusing his wife. Right. That's why he's in court right now.
Okay. So, yeah. I understand why Alex Jones, of course, Alex Jones should be kicked off a platform, I think, for inciting violence. Yes, 100%. I agree. However, do I think someone should go to jail for inciting violence? Depends. I personally don't think so.
It all depends. Because you could be, imagine you're a shadow leader inciting violence just from the shadows. Or that's why RICO law exists. You don't understand why RICO, do you understand the RICO law?
Yeah.
It's a reason why, higher crimes, they're it comes from mafia days.
Because
you don't have to get your hands bloody. You can just tell someone else to commit a crime for you.
There is a difference, though, between inciting and orchestrating violence. Or perpetrating. Perpetrating and orchestrating are different than inciting. It's different. If I stood up right now and was like, we should fucking kill everyone in this apartment building, and then everyone goes, yeah, we should, then they kill everybody. I didn't orchestrate it, I incited it. There's a difference.
Well, yeah, but it's like saying fire in a crowded theater. It's the same reason why you can't say that. You can't just go to a crowded theater and be like, fire, there's a fire. Even when I was a kid, they used to tell me if I was ever getting molested or raped or whatever, I should say fire instead of saying I was being raped.
Yeah.
Or something like that. Because when you say fire, everyone's like, I'm getting the fuck out of here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or they're going to pay attention to you for that split second. But you say something like rape, which is, that's fucked up. I can't believe
it. Yeah, that's a fucked up thing to say.
He's like, I'm being written. And I was like,
ignore that shit?
They're just going to ignore you? Wow.
Although I got a feeling if somebody was screaming I was being raped, I would probably run over.
Maybe not if you're a man. They'd be like, what?
They'll probably laugh at you.
You're
Oh God!
I'm just saying.
I shouldn't be saying this on a podcast, no, but
we shouldn't at all. But hey,
no self control.
No self control.
I mean, like, I should never say this on a podcast, but fuck it. Like, if a woman screams rape, yeah, I'm running over there. That, like, but if a man screams rape, I'm probably
like, what? Shit. You might be like, you're still not going to say what?
You're not going to try to help?
It's like, yo, I'm sorry.
If it's a man.
Thoughts and prayers, motherfucker. Thoughts and prayers. That's terrible.
Oh, we're all getting canceled.
No, like
5 years.
No, because like no one really takes men's emotions or men's struggles seriously.
No, it's no, just, they no. I've been literally raped. Everyone just laughs at me. I'm laughing at myself.
I can't believe I got raped.
Can't believe it happened. You know what I'm saying? This is crazy.
That's a perfect example.
Ooh, I can't even take my own rape seriously.
He said, I can't even take it seriously.
I'm just still laughing at myself. I'm like, wow, you let that happen? It's like, looking in the mirror like, wow, you just... Wow, your dick be taken like that. How did you allow this to happen? Wow, you're pathetic. Jesus fucking Christ. Oh God, jeez, I fucking
so many inappropriate, offensive things were said in this hour.
Yeah, but they all know that we're not really, you know, serious when it comes to certain.
I was raped, but
that actually happened. it's just certain things like
I would not joke about that.
Yeah, like you can't really. Okay, you can't joke about it, but at the same time you can because you're kind of like laughing at yourself a little bit.
Bro, the fact that I'm laughing out makes it seem disingenuous. That's why I had to like.
Yeah, you had to shed light on that.
Yeah, like I'm not joking. I'm not joking about rape. No,
it's fucked up. Rape someone is all that victim shit is not and funny in any way,
and
but
and someone who's. Been traumatized. I mean, murder can be pretty funny.
To an extent.
Let's be honest. Completely distant. Rape is what, like, the word rape is way more charged than murder.
That is true.
Like,
100%.
Like, murder can be funny in some context. Rape is never funny.
It's because of the American media.
Rape is never, ever funny.
I mean, murder. No, I'm saying murder is. Murder is desensitized by the American media. That's everything is desensitized.
That is true.
I mean, even rape is desensitized by the American
media. Yeah.
Like you saw the swimmer. He was like, you know, we didn't want to mess up his career because it's like, no, he raped that girl.
Yeah.
He should burn in hell. Like, what the fuck are we doing? He's a rapist.
Yeah.
Like, I've actually had to deal with one of my friends being raped, and that shit is traumatizing as fuck.
Yeah, it's painful.
Like, it's just incredible. Having, like, that scene still, like, all that shit, it's not a scene, it's reality. But that shit just runs through my mind, and it fucking hurts. And I think there's...
Got a minute and a half left.
Yeah, like it's fucking awful. Like, really. Like, it's disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, but you know, like that it's kind of impossible to end the show positively. Like, like it really is.
Are we gonna do a part two after this?
We have to clean up all this shit. Part two immediately.
We just put a bunch of like fuck. Now we have to clean it up.
It's gonna torment me in my sleep. I'm just gonna wake up like no, I don't. This is not funny.
No, I didn't say rape. Fuck.
Rape isn't funny at all.
Don't take away my sponsorship.
That's all you care about this. Jesus, but bottom line, that's the only way to get through anything. It's like laughing through it. That's the only thing
Yeah.
That I've been able to deal with reality is laughing at everything.
Same. No, that's how I get through all my pain is just laughing.
Yeah, it was like, wow. My fucking sucks. Life sucks. Like, why do we allow this to happen?
Like, who gives
why
a fuck about your feelings? Like, you might as well just laugh.
True.
Yeah.
Because you can't do anything about it.
All right, everybody. Part 2. Ah!